Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First thing we want to do is stand up and do the pledge, please. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for all of our first responders and service personnel. Thank you.
Roll call. Director Alan Davis?
Here.
Director Terry Kincher?
Here.
Director Diana Morris?
Here.
Director Sarah Wargle?
Here.
And Director Robert Link?
Here.
Ellen Kumpar, customer John, please.
Here.
Okay. I need a motion to approve the Finance and Committee Audit and Committee meeting minutes for June 21st, the regular board meeting minutes for June 24th, and the director's training for the 11th, and the reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021 declaring the continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19.
I make a motion to accept the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of warrants, June 21st, and the regular board meetings, the warrants of June 21st, 2022, and the board director training minutes of July 11th, 2022. Reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021 declaring the constitution of virtual meetings due to COVID-19.
I'll second it.
A motion to approve the following consent calendar items, A, B, C, and D, made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Kincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Kincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Warville?
Aye.
And Director
Aye. We have no warrants and we have no awards of contracts at this time. New business. Approval of the ARPA agreement pending County of Riverside's acceptance of proposed edits and subject to changes requested by management and legal.
So, I thought that the engineer was going to be on the call, but I think there was going to be another item that didn't have to be on, so I think there was a little miscommunication, so I guess I'll explain what this one is. So the ARPA agreement is the funding from the County of Riverside for the Broadway and Main gate valves, the cluster valve on Broadway and Main, and then also some reservoir repairs. So the county sent us this agreement a couple weeks ago, and then we sent it over to our legal to review. They had two comments. We sent it right back to the county for review, but they haven't gotten back to us if it's acceptable yet. So basically, we wanted to see if, similar to the other agreements that we've had approved at the board meetings before, if the board would approve this pending the edits that are in here right now. So if the county accepts these edits, then the agreement will be good to go. And then if there's any little minor changes by management and legal, then those can be.
Okay, so you're asking for us to approve the agreement with the amendments.
So the amendment, one is going to be on page 6 of the agreement, and it's section 16, termination. So how the county had it written was they could just terminate the agreement at any time if the district isn't in compliance. But what our legal wanted to add is that we would have 60 days to cure what we're doing wrong before the county just terminates it without letting us know what we did wrong. So that's that one. And then the other edit is on page 24 of the agreement. Under the insurance section, indemnification and insurance requirements. And this one, I don't know if you remember the subgrantee agreement with Banning, but how the county had it originally written was that they could It's just a mutual indemnification. So we hold each other accountable instead of just them holding us accountable. And those were the only two comments that legal had. Everything else they said looked good.
I make a motion we approve the edit to the ARPA agreement.
I'll second it.
A motion to approve the ARPA agreement pending the County of Riverside's acceptance of the proposed edits and subject to changes requested by management and legal. Is that correct? Motion? Made by Director Wargo and seconded by Director Tincher. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. Next item is approval of Resolution 01-2022, fixing water standby assessments for fiscal year 22-23. This is an annual thing that we do. I don't know if you have this on yours. It's called the standby charge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I do.
Landing.
Thank you very much.
For all 70 acres, I have it.
Well,
yes,
you can say now it's on
YouTube. Yeah.
That's a good one.
No, I remember.
Thank you. I want to thank you very much.
No, I didn't. I didn't fight it.
Do you understand what this is about? That what that tax is, or the standby
yes,
charge?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
I see that as with Mickey and Carrie once in a while.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve.
Are they staying the same rate?
Yeah, it's not changing, right?
It doesn't change at all. We have to do it every year legally.
I make a motion to approve it. Approval of the resolution 01-2022.
I'll second that.
Right. So motion to approve resolution 01-2022 made by Director Tincher and seconded by Director Wargo. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye. Item number three, discussion action approval to proceed with water rate study. Last one was done just a little over a year ago. The reason I put this on the board or on the agenda was for the two things. One, general manager, we're going to have to scale up the budget to cover for a general manager. And the cost of doing business has gone up dramatically lately. And we don't want to get caught short. I mean, look at the price of fuel, just the fuel alone. Cost of components for the infrastructure repairs has gone up. I think you're well aware of this even where you work.
Yeah, I think the cost is leveled out. Now it's just supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. There is no supply for demand.
Yes. So that's why I asked that this be put on the agenda. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are we open for discussion on it?
Sure.
I don't think we should do another rate study. I think we're doing very well fiscally. If you looked at our budget this year,
okay.
We are in the green. We were supposed to be at a deficit of $133,000. We're in the green at $374,000.
Okay.
I think that the rate structure is doing well. The people are appreciating the lower rates after we raised them for so long. And the people who are getting the high bills, I'm not seeing them here.
Okay. I needed to put this out here because of things.
I'm just wondering.
Okay, that's fine.
I agree with the.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need, it's still fine. Everybody's happy with it, that I've talked to.
Yeah.
I don't have to raise my hand.
Okay, I'm going to say the rates are very nice because if they do go in that third tier, they are screwed.
They have to pay up the butt. And all I say to them is they say, oh, why is my water? I said, because we are in a drought, and that is the price. And we send these flyers out at least two or three times a year saying, this is what your water rates are if you go over this. If you're going to fill up a pool, I said, call me and I'll tell you when you should fill up your pool, half this month and half next month. You know what I'm saying? I said, but if you're foolish enough to go in there knowing we're in a drought, you have to pay that price. And that's 90% of it. I'm more than willing to work with anybody that has a leak. But if they go into that third tier, I just tell them, you are screwed. And they only do it 1 month. I'm just going to tell you, the next month they're very cautious. I say, you can go out and read your meter. This is how you read your meter. Stay below 1,400.
All right. Well, that wouldn't be so much the rate study. That would be if we did the rate study, the consumption versus...
Well, it would go up.
It would go up, but the rate study means that we can adjust the 73rd, the fixed versus variable rate.
Well, that would also, no, not necessarily that, but the actual cost. You know, the cost per cubic foot.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. I wasn't looking at changing the rate structure, but just...
Well, that opens the door for redoing the rate structure. We just did it. They've only had this for 1 year. We just went up to 3%. Mm-hmm. And we pegged the whole town for... 4 years straight?
I agree. You should keep it where it's at. I really do.
That's just my thing. Diana, what are your thoughts?
I actually 100% agree with you, Wargo.
Uh-huh. Well, fine. Then I'll just take my idea away.
I resent what I said.
No, that's okay.
What are your thoughts?
No, I
it's better to have the ideas than not have them.
Yeah.
There's never a bad idea.
Yeah, I think the district's doing okay right now.
Okay.
All right. I think that moving into the later part of the year, things are going to change anyway. I think the economy's going to take a little bit of a hit.
And this is your thought to hedge that, right?
Well, it's not part of it. That is like, okay, right now, you know, $6 a gallon for diesel fuel, whereas a year and a half ago it was $2.80 for a gallon of diesel fuel. So it's gone up almost threefold. So, as an example, a friend of mine, Dave, drives he's a dirt hauler. I mean, every day he's putting $500, $600 in his truck to haul, where he used to only put $250 in. So this is, you know, in the same respect, our costs are for the
raw
materials.
He's not so much paying for that. He's putting it on whoever he's hauling dirt for.
Hopefully.
Oh, he is.
But
I know this for a fact.
But it's just the point that his costs have gone up dramatically for everybody, and it's just a matter of keeping everybody thinking about that. That's all. That was my... Okay.
Maybe we can plan it for... the next year? I mean, I'd like to get Cindy's opinion on it, but...
Yeah.
I think we just gave him a breath. They need to continue to have a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I read an article today that in June of 2022, the cost of housing went down 1.3%. So we might be seeing some small decreases here soon.
We might be seeing new residents in Cabazon since the COVID restrictions on evictions just lifted. Maybe that's something that'll draw good people here. Look, that's a good water rate.
Okay. So we'll just drop it for inaction. Okay. So what do we owe the honor of your visit today?
Diana, we got Ron Duncan in the house.
Alan called me and said, you got to be here tonight. So
oh,
here.
My God, and I missed it?
Yeah.
And you missed it.
I didn't want to. My son's girlfriend took a COVID test. She lives here with us, and she had a positive test, so I can't come in.
Well, thank you for staying away.
Of course.
Thanks for coming, Ron. No problem. Happy to be here.
Next item is a Sangagornio Pass Regional Water Alliance update by Director Morris or Director Davis.
I wasn't there.
Oh,
I believe the meeting is on the 27th.
Okay.
0.7.
Okay.
You didn't have last month? Or there was nothing, huh?
2 months ago.
Okay.
It's every 2 months.
Okay.
It's bi-monthly.
Okay. So.
You do those every other month.
Evelyn?
Yeah, I have the schedule. I just forgot to remove that from the schedule.
I noticed it on the agenda. It doesn't have anything for the manager's report.
That's because Ellen's going to stay.
She has
it. Further down.
Well, I know, but it's still the same thing.
Hey, come on, I got it. Feel bold into this.
All right, she's ready for it.
Community Action Committee update.
Diana, you want to say anything about it or what? They're just still working on trying to get that pipe, you know, up here on Bonita.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on. They have their, they should have their engineering report done by the next meeting, which will be the second Tuesday. Let me see, Earthstrata Technical Services is doing their report. They've done a soil test and percolation test, percolating test. They've come to the conclusion that the most cost-effective is septic tanks. Seepage pits are recommended, and those are pretty much their only option because of the size of the lots, and they have to be 28 feet below surface. Not a whole lot at the last meeting.
It was seepage pits, right, Diana? Not septic tanks.
I'm sorry, what?
Seepage pits, not septic tanks.
Yeah.
Well, septic.
Well, they're good. They use seepage pits instead of leach lines, and the seepage pits and leach lines. The only difference is one is vertical and one is horizontal. Because you need a septic tank and a leach line or the seepage pit.
Okay. Another word for it is cesspool, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next meeting is August.
And that's pretty much it. The next meeting we should have a little bit more information.
Okay. Oh, I guess it's you, the CWD.
All righty. Oh. First of all, I would like to say good evening to all of you. And then I would like to inquire about how the search for a new general manager is going. And I hope that's going well. Second of all, we still have existing projects, the Valves on Broadway. The Esperanza extension, I did get a resolution today from the owner. We have that one figured out, so I really could have dropped that one. We have the Riza water distribution signed, and we're going to get that installed too within the next week. We have Bonito getting a new three-quarter inch service. Chick Flick, we're doing their fire flow, so they're still in the thing. I do have, I think, over $50,000 coming in just new services, upgrades, and other installation, which will be here in the next month and a half. So that's all money coming in, got it all, got the waiver signed, got the will serve letters out. We're doing great with that. Finished project, Seaboard, Inc., Maxine, and Date, all five are back up and running. Well one is in operation totally and back online. Tank one is running and back in the system. All of our employees were drug tested this last month because we had a random, and the three old ones had to go, and I said, well, if we're going to do it, the three new ones are signing into, and everybody tested negative. We are all drug-free. Tesco finally fixed our antenna that happened the first week that Kelvin was out. Remember, we had problems with the SCADA, and all the standby letters went out on time. We had a couple call-outs. You all know what the Adele and the vault had a lot of major problems. That is all fixed. Our tanks are all full. They're looking really good. We also had a little schnoot. The GMC truck is going to have service, and Clay's 2010 Tundra had a fuel pump that went out. We did have it towed down to Hemet. It will be back in service tomorrow. So that's all taken care of. We have some other ideas. We're having trouble with our supply and demand with the vendors. We are reaching out to some more vendors because we use Corn Maine mostly, but they might not have stuff in service. So we are putting out for more vendors in the local area. And Dave Moss stopped by and said we are going to have to interconnect with somebody in a, for the drought program. It's for small special districts that we eventually are going to have to interconnect, so we are going to have to discuss this. We probably need a general manager for this and for the chick flick, because this is above our pay grade. There you go. That's it.
Thank you. Good job.
Thank you. Redundancy thing for water supply. They talked about connecting to the tribe. Or to Bang. Or to Mission Springs.
It was hard for me to keep up.
So, did they recommend that it interconnect too on that?
Well, Moranga was all set up for us already, but it can be Mission Springs, it could be Banning, it can be, you know what I'm saying, any local, but they gave a certain date. I don't know what it is. He's going to send me some more information on it that we have to have this done by.
My question about the interconnection is, the interconnection is for emergency water supply?
Because
I know that Calvin had voiced the questions about the use of the water, the back and forth use and stuff. So,
well, if there's a problem in the aquifer tying into somebody else who's using the same aquifer, we're all pumping from
water. Well, the big thing is Moranga would be the sensible one for us because they don't use the aquifer either.
No, it's coming out of Millard Canyon.
So we're all in the same boat there. The other scariest thing, they have the aquifer right down there. So I don't know if we could connect to that from here legally. I really don't. Right down on Hall's Grade that runs through.
You mean the aqueduct?
That's aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
Yeah, that would we get all the chlorides from the Colorado River. Did you want to look at that?
Yeah. I'm just saying, she's going to have to either put that on an agenda because it's going to have to be...
Yeah, we should probably put that on the next agenda.
It's going to have to be. He came in and just visited Monday or Tuesday and was here, and he says, what are you guys doing about this interconnection? And I said, nothing really. So can you send me the information? And that's where I do that.
What's the date of requirement?
I don't know. He's going to send me more information. They sent that out in September of last year, I guess, is when they decided. But I don't know the exact date that they're going to have you by. Well, I'm sure we'll put it in the next one. But
oh, is that the class two? And they had a lot of like different requirements in different years, so I don't remember when that one was.
Economics-wise, doing the one with the tribe is going to be the cheapest because there is no pipeline from Banning to here or from Mission Springs to here.
And they already have it set up because at one point we told them we would.
They want to be interconnected.
They have to do it too, though. The thing is, we're not just the one. They have to do by it too, not just us.
They are going to have to too. They run by the same legal laws as us as far as water connections.
I didn't think they did.
I don't think
so. That's what. Dave Moss, or
he told us that that would be the reasonable thing to do.
I don't know. You can call John.
Everything?
You can put it on the agenda and get as much information as you want, and then
see where you go with it, you know? I'm just bringing it up.
No,
this is going to be something.
There was a reason we already said no to that, though.
Well, the big the worry was how much water they use versus we use. Will they start sucking our water away?
They also wanted to tie into our electric, which you remember that they wanted to tie into the electric.
That was
flow.
Just for I think for the SCADA though. That's all that was for. But I don't think it was, they didn't want high voltage, they wanted low voltage.
Yeah, but I thought that was a gut check on all of us, or we didn't want to do that, and we directed Calendar.
Well, I think we should maybe look into where those notes were when they did want to do it, try to review everything,
find out some more information, and revisit it.
Yes. We need more information.
When's the road going in? When's the bypass going in? 4 years?
I think, yeah, I saw that they wanted it the last next year, but they don't propose it for 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So that would be that long before a pipeline got put in here. Because there was talk of putting a pipeline in at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's only halfway now. That's a big one. I'm sure
Amazon?
Yeah, that factory out there's got water supply. They brought it halfway already, right?
Where is that?
Yeah.
Is it Amazon?
That's what I heard. It's going to be an Amazon warehouse.
You know, Ron? Is that a new building out there?
The new who's inhabiting it?
Yeah.
It's a trucking company. I don't know the name of them, but it is a trucking company.
So, yeah.
Water, that's
can't keep track of all of them. There's too many going up.
Yeah. Huh.
There's supposed to be one going on the east side over here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I heard. Amazon's the next great growth spurt.
They have to start somewhere. Moreno Valley was nothing when I first
met. Looking at the water center. We just want to give our residents a break.
Well, I mean, we can always bring it in later.
Yeah. Let them have another. But you want to get it in front of new connections, right?
Yeah.
Especially
the thing is, always if all this infrastructure goes and all this stuff goes, that's going to pay a lot of those.
Yeah, the developers got to pay a lot of the fees.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Pete, do you need me for anything else?
You have to stay till the end of the meeting.
Position,
yeah.
Oh, the truck?
You know what? My friend said he didn't even want to deal with it, but we did get two bids on it. One from your friend Luther. Luther's out in Cherry Valley, and the other guy from Hemet. There was $10,000 difference between the two, but they really don't know what's going on with that truck. So these are rough estimates from both companies.
Needs a whole engine because when I was at the Toyota dealer, I asked them for a copy of the report.
Did they give it to you?
Yeah.
Really?
The engine was bad. The block was bad.
Okay. So we're going to say 20,000 is high, 10,000 is low. So anywhere between that, that's up to you guys.
Probably scrap it.
Yeah.
Scrap it?
Put it out for bid. Somebody wants to buy it. Send letters out and
we take all of our junk to the auction in Paris. You would not believe the money we get for our junk. I mean, it's ridiculous.
We sold a reach lift.
It wouldn't reach anymore because the whole boom was destroyed. We got $16,000 for it. It was garbage.
Send us the link or the email and so we can find when the next one is.
No, it's WCA.
Okay.
And see if we can get that truck down there.
Yeah, you just got to take it down and put it up. And
we have to tow it down.
Yeah. I'm taking it free down the same way.
Take it to an auction.
Yeah, we need a motion on that, please.
I move that we scrap the Toyota.
Scrap it or
send it to auction.
Or send it to auction. Same difference. Get rid of it.
It's not my truck, but it looks nice. It's a nice looking truck when you drive by and look at it.
I'm second
then.
I mean.
Okay, so motion to send unit one, scrap unit one and send it to the auction.
Or send it to the auction. Scrap it or send it to the auction.
I would send it to the auction.
To send it to the auction.
Motion to send unit one to auction, made by Director Tincture, second by Director Wargo. Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director
Aye. Next item is annual conference and exhibitor showcase.
That's the one that's local this year.
Yeah, this is the conference that's, it is kind of local. Cindy had brought it up, and then which is why it got put on the agenda, but there hasn't really been any decision made on it or not. I know last month you guys asked me to find out if some of the training was the requirements for the board. I did ask that, but I didn't hear a response. But you guys already did the training anyway, so.
Well, what about,
I didn't reach out again.
Is there anything for the guys?
There's a general manager.
Right. That was the whole idea, was to put it out whether or not any they just wanted to look into doing that or not.
Yeah, I think this is more for like board members or like management, not really like water operations type of thing.
Okay. Yeah, but if we can get somebody, when do we have to sign up for this one?
For the early bird, it is, I think, July 20 something.
And if it's not early bird?
It's on the last page. Before July 22nd. We're not members, so the early bird is $975 per registration. After July 22nd, it'll be $1,085.
I don't see anything in here that's directly related to up-and-coming management training person. Like it's more on the legal side of a lot of things here.
And so it says this is a practical career development workshop for senior execs and emerging leaders in special districts. This action-oriented workshop includes, so there's a special workshop. Just like when we went to Tahoe, there was a special class for general managers.
Uh-huh.
And that was the one I wanted to get into, and when we went and asked, they said
Tahoe's a good conference.
Tahoe costs a lot more than the desert, though.
But it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, so you want to be a general manager.
It's in September.
Is it in September this year? Maybe that's something.
Really? It used to be in April, wasn't it?
Yes, September.
Wow.
You going?
It is worth it, even if one person went. It is a good conference.
So should we table this one? Or
just
take it off?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. We don't have a general manager right now, right?
Well, see here.
Is there anything that you guys would be interested in going to?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know about you. Is there anything you'd be interested in going to?
I'm already going to that other conference in October. I don't. So, it's not a conference, it's a training on the computer.
So are we just going to leave it go?
Okay, we'll leave it,
okay.
I think my guys are pretty good at keeping an eye on what they need to go and keep their schooling up and keep their grades up. And if we need to, we'll send them somewhere.
Yeah, usually any like local free, or even not even free, but like low cost classes that would benefit them, they'll go to those a lot of times. So, I shall wait. I don't know.
So, no action will be taken on that. Public comment?
Sorry?
Public comment?
Tahoe is more than that one. Tahoe is better than that one.
And you're saying, like, drop it, like, don't put it on the next meeting,
no.
Too? Okay.
There's also the tour of the Delta that's coming up, too, in October.
I think our net and let's go catch some smelt.
You get on that? No, that's a good tour. It's a really good tour.
Which Delta?
Starts up north and goes all the way through the Delta. They'll take you down into Sites Reservoir and all of that. So that's the 12th, 13th, and 14th of October.
Okay. Next item is closed session.
Are you?
We have a closed session?
Yep.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll have that ready. And everybody have a nice evening. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Lucky you.
Lucky
you.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
Bye.
Abby, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank
okay.
you. Thanks.
Have a good night.
All right.
So we are going into closed session. It is 6:37. Diana, I'll call you on this phone.
Okay. Thank you.